The electors have cast 18 votes for Donald J. Trump for president and 18 votes for Mike Pence for vice president.
The 54th Ohio Electoral College met at the Columbus State House on Monday, unanimously voting for Donald Trump as United States President and Mike Pence as Vice President. It's a process that's not often talked about because until this election, some have called the Electoral College Convention a formality. 18 electors voted into the position by members of their own party meet weeks after an election, and in most cases vote for the candidate who received the most votes in the state, as Senate President Keith Faber explained.
You are here representing a historic victory and a new direction in American politics. Your role as an elector representing thousands of Ohioans plays a vital part in our democracy, and we recognize and respect the significance of the vote you cast today. Today's proceedings affirm the intent of our country's founders to ensure that candidates listen and appeal to voters from all across this country and to every state. From small farm towns like I represent to the big sprawling cities on the coast. It ensures that the diversity of America's voters are represented in our national elections.
But after the 2016 national election results ended in an electoral victory for Donald Trump, but a popular vote victory for Hillary Clinton, some members of electoral colleges around the country said they were debating changing their vote. Some, including Texas elector Christopher Suprin, even told media sources they might vote for Ohio Governor John Kasich. So, with more eyes on the Electoral College this time around, protesters marched outside, the Ohio Senate chamber filled with media and onlookers, and an overflow room downstairs held a capacity crowd.
Well, isn't this exciting?
The Electoral College meeting was centered in procedure, but Kasich gave a speech before the votes were tallied, along with Ohio Treasurer Josh Mandel and resigned elector Christina Hagen.
The will of Ohioans, the truth, will be carried out today by each of you. Each specifically and carefully selected for a time such as this. We know that God did not give us a spirit of fear, nor of timidity, but rather one of power, love, and self-discipline.
The speeches ranged from high praise of Trump from Mandel.
I think one of the beautiful things of President-elect Trump's election is that he's brought people together across the political spectrum, across the socioeconomic spectrum, across the racial spectrum, and across the religious spectrum as well.
To appreciation of the duty of the electorate from the governor. Several speakers, including Ohio Secretary of State John Husted, commented on the protesters and those that sent mail to electors urging them to vote against Trump.
You are members of the most exclusive college in the world, the college which through its 227 years of existence has only had 1,143 Ohio members. But I bet you probably received more mail than all the rest of them.
After hearing from speakers, electors voted to fill the seat of Hagen, who had resigned from the college after receiving legal opposition to her being a member. The seat was filled by Ohio Trump campaign official Robert Scott through unanimous vote of the college. The presidential voting process was relatively quick, and within minutes the results were tallied. The votes were certified and will now be sent to the United States Senate, the Archivist of the United States, and the U.S. District Court. The Electoral College meeting caps the election process for Ohio and is one tiny part of the exercise that ushers in a new administration in the new year. Reporting for WOUB News, I'm Susan Tebben.